Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to the Spirit Alive Ministries Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Apostle Shalene Cook, and it blesses my soul to be able to welcome all of you here tonight to another installation of All Nations Bible Study, hallelujah, with your anointed host and facilitator, Apostle Zeta Flowers. We want to thank all of you for taking time out of your busy schedules to stop by and share a part of your evening with us. I'd like to thank all the Spirit Alive family and all the All Nations family that is in the room at this time. But without further ado, Apostle Zeta Flowers is the senior founding pastor of All Nations Christian Fellowship located in Oakland, California. She is an anointed and faithful contributor to many programs here on the Spirit Alive Network, and she is truly a servant leader after God's own heart as she works tirelessly in the trenches, behind the scenes, without many thanks. So my brothers, my sisters, please get something to write with and to write on and receive your anointed facilitator of the evening, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Good evening, and God bless you, everyone. And thank you so much, Apostle Shirlene, for my introduction. And I really try hard to live up to what you just stated. Praise God, because more than anything else, I want to please him in everything that I say and do. Amen. It's been a trying week for me, but I'm not, and I'm talking about including last week. We're only into Wednesday this week, but I'm not complaining. I praise God. Hallelujah. We sometimes just have to praise our way through. And
yes,
we can.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
We can. Hallelujah. Because when we start praising God, we forget about all the other stuff.
That's
and
right.
And we begin
Amen.
To realize that all this other stuff is just light afflictions compared to what we will have and what God has planned for each one of us, his children. Amen. It supersedes all of that. You know, the stuff that we go through in this life. But anyway, on tonight, I'm going to be sharing on purpose. And I spoke with Apostle that tonight I'm not going to give a full of a lesson than I had, as I had planned. But I will the next time I'm on, which will be the 15th of February, I have some more that I would like to share, and it's a little more in depth than what I'm going
Amen.
To share tonight. So I want to go deeper next time, but talking about purpose, and I'm going to just share with you how the Lord gave this to me. First of all, he gave me the word purpose, and then he told me what to do about it. But I'm going to have a brief word of prayer before I go into it. Father God, I come to you. I come humbly before you this evening, knowing that you are our almighty God. And I'm asking, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you give me what to give your listeners on tonight in the name of Jesus, that they will gain something out of what I'm going to speak. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right. Anyway, the Lord gave me the word purpose, and he's been dealing with many of us on purpose and everything that God did for us, his children, was done on purpose. But he also has a purpose and a plan for each and every one of us. And so when the Lord gave me the word purpose, I began to kind of wonder about which way I was going to go. So I went to the Lord, and he had me to write. Well, first of all, the Lord gave me to write the word purpose on a paper. I wrote the word. I wrote it horizontally. The Lord had me to write it down vertically. And then when I did that, the Lord gave me a word for each letter in the word purpose. First one, starting with P, he gave me prayer, and we had a study on prayer. Then he gave me the U, which is unity. He gave me the word unity. And then when I got to the R in purpose, he gave me reconciliation. And then P, power, and also preparation. The O, of course, obedience is the word. And then S was stewardship. And E, evangelism. And each one of those have already been covered. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so doing the study on each one of those was a blessing. And I hope for others. Others have said so. So tonight I'm going to share a little bit more on purpose. And I have some scriptures that I will be sharing as well. I'm also doing a study guide. I'm working on putting together a study guide on purpose that I can share at a later time. Okay, so God has a purpose for his people, and we know that's a praise God. And first of all, I kind of did a little study myself on what is God. Hallelujah. We can always say that we know him, that we know who God is, and so forth. But I'm just going to go through this with some things that I wrote down. God is all-powerful, and I'm going to give a little bit more in depth on that for the next time. He's all-knowing. He's not just good, but he's perfectly good. He's eternal. He's the first cause and creator of all good things. Amen. As we all know that he made us, he is our creator. And we also know that he called the whole entire world into existence when it was void of nothing. Praise God. So we are serving a sovereign God. Praise God. But we need to know that we are all called according to his purpose, which I'm going to share some scriptures concerning that a little bit later. But God has a purpose for all believers to conform us to the likeness of his son, Jesus Christ. He also has a specific calling. My writing here has a specific calling for each of us. And he has his own unique plans for each and every one of us, individually so. And these unique plans that he has for us are plans that we're to live out, carry out, live out, praise God, hallelujah, throughout our individual lives. And God will fulfill that promise, okay? We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. And I'm gonna go to that, just Ephesians 2, verse 10. Let's just go there right now to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Rather. Okay, Ephesians 2 and chapter 10. And this scripture tells us, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen. Praise God. So we are definitely his workmanship. So God has called us to do a work, but we need to realize and know that God is working with us, in us, and through us, all right? So we don't have to figure out all these things for ourselves as to how to go about it, because our Holy Spirit will allow us to know. And if we have questions or if we're just not sure, we can always go and ask. Amen. Hallelujah. And our Holy Spirit will guide us and lead us and show us. Praise God.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
So we are therefore with the help of our helper, our Holy Spirit, we can accomplish what God intends for us to do. Amen. Hallelujah. We can carry out his purpose and his plans. And we should also want to, because we want to please God in the things that we do. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So all of us, every soul should be subject unto God. I'm not going to say higher powers. I'm going to say to God. There is no power but of God. The power that he has given us is ordained of God. Praise God. We don't get it any other way. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right, let's go to, I spoke about earlier that we need to know that we're called. Let's go to Romans 8, the 8th chapter, and we're going to start with the 28th verse. Romans 8:28, which is a very, very familiar scripture. I'm over in Acts. Romans. Okay, Romans 8:28. We know this scripture. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Amen. Hallelujah. So we must love God. Amen. He loved us. He loves us. Praise God. But he loved us in the beginning. And that's why we are able to be who we are today. And also to be saved, because that was his purpose. Amen. He came that we might have life, and that more abundantly. Amen. But let's read these scriptures. And it says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to, not our purpose, but his purpose. In verse 29, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. All about his purpose. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. That's us. And whom he called, he also did what? Justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can't you see the love and all of that? Praise God. All that he did for us.
Amen.
All because he loved us. Praise God. And verse 31 says, what shall we then say to these things? God before us, if God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for all of us, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Amen. One that would give up his own son surely loves us, all right? He would truly have to love us to give up his only son. Praise God. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth it. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And verse 35 says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Praise God. None of these things, none of these things shall separate us. Amen. And verse 36 says, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Amen. Praise God. And that means that when it says we are killed all the day long, praise God, we as Christians, as believers of Christ Jesus, we have to put ourselves aside often for the sake of others. Jesus did. He did. Amen. The Bible lets us know he didn't have a place to lay his head. Hallelujah. The Son of God. The Christ, hallelujah, the King of glory, praise God. And it says in the scripture that we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter, amen? And sometimes it really feels like it, but we must know that if we're in the will of God and if we're doing what he gave us to do, hallelujah, then it's all for his purpose. Praise God. It's about doing what God has purposed us to do. God did not ask us to hang on the cross, to be crucified, amen, to be buried. He didn't ask us to go through all the suffering that Christ Jesus has gone through. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. But he did tell us to pick up our cross daily and whatever that is, hallelujah, and whatever that means to each of us individually, we must do it all for the sake of Christ. Praise God. Everything he did was for our sake. Praise God. And then verse 37, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're more than a conqueror. Just being a conqueror is, you know, we would feel that would be sufficient. But he says we are more than conquerors. Praise God. We are overcomers in Christ Jesus through his righteousness. Verse 38 says, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things to come. Praise God. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Isn't that beautiful? Hallelujah. That he has set for such a beautiful future for us. Amen. According to his purpose. He set it up. We were predestined to be who we are, to be where we are in Christ Jesus today. And to know that he has a purpose for each one of us. That's a blessing. Thank you, Jesus. Now I'm going to ask you to go to Romans, the 13th chapter. And we want to look at verses 1 and 2 to start with. And I think we'll go a little further in this chapter. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, verse 1 says, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. I shared that earlier. The powers that be are ordained of God. I'm in the scripture. I stated that earlier. verse 2 says, whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. Hallelujah. Now we, you know, the body of Christ really needs to know that, to really know that, that if we resist the power and the ordinances of God, you know, it tells us here, if we resist, we shall receive to ourselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. And we can see that today. I mean, just terror all over the place. The works of evil, demonic works. And it says, for rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Will thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good. Thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. All right? So we don't want to be just under anybody. But if we're under anybody, let them be a minister of God. Let them be of God. Let them be a godly person, living holy unto God. Praise God. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore ye must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. For this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another has fulfilled the law. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. It means that they have lived up to God's law, his ordinances. Amen. His commandments. What he has told us to do and how to live. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And it says, for this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witnesses, thou shalt not covet, and if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Can we do that? Those of us that are called according to his purpose. Yes, we can, because he's given us everything to work with so that we can work on ourselves so that we can fulfill that. Yes, we can. And we have no excuses. Praise God. Okay, let's go to the 10th verse. It says, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. And it shouldn't, because we're to love the neighbor as our own self. If we can love our neighbor to that degree, then love is not going to work any evil or any ill to that neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. And that, knowing the time, and now it is high time, to wake up, to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than we believed. And we know that to be true today. Salvation is so important now because of all of the things that are happening, the terror, the wars, the even, you know, natural things that are happening. The world is so wicked. There are so many that are evil and wicked, doing all kinds of things. Praise God. So for now, is our salvation nearer than when we believe, when we first believe? It's even more important now. We have it. Many of us have it. But many do not, still do not. Many are not saved. So there are many that we need to reach. All about purpose, for God's purpose. It says the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Amen. Hallelujah. So this part of his purpose is all about Christian conduct. How are we carrying ourselves? Do we need to check ourselves? Hallelujah. Do we need to take a look? Do we need to see where we are in Christ Jesus so that we can continue, hallelujah, in the faith? Praise God. So we need to, every now and then, just check, do some check marks on our own selves and see where we are so that we can, if we're not, we can make it right and get right back in right standing with God and continue, hallelujah, doing his purpose, fulfilling his plans, hallelujah. Looking forward all that he has in store for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. So that we can also share with others so that they can know about all that they can have in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. That he has already planned for us. We were predestined. Remember? Hallelujah. So he planned for us a long time ago. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I just wanted to speak this out here. The purpose of my life is to know God and to hear his voice so I can live a fulfilled life of servanthood toward him and to walk in obedience and continue to live and continue to grow each day, striving to be better, amen, than I am the day before. And establish a set of values and principles and truth, hallelujah, that will carry me through my life and also be helpful to others in their lives before Christ, using these things as a guide, hallelujah, and taking action where we need to in life, hallelujah, and allow the Holy Spirit to guide us in our decision-making, praise God. And I had some, I will share next week, some principles that I had gathered from Prophet Micah, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. But we're created for God's glory, definitely for his glory. We need to know that he rules the whole world by his sovereignty. He's that kind of God. I mean, he cares about us so much that he's always looking out for us. He's always blessing us. He's always keeping us in his care. Why wouldn't we want to carry out his purpose? Praise God. All right, I'm going to go to, Isaiah 43, chapter 43, verses 1 through 7. Okay, Isaiah chapter 43. Okay, starting with the first verse, it says, "But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not." And he's speaking to us today as well, for us not to fear. He says, "For I have redeemed thee, and I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for ransom and Ethiopian Sheba for thee. Since you are precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life." And here again, fear, he's saying, fear not. All right? We need to catch that. Praise God. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Amen. Praise God. All right. Let's go down to verse 10. It says, "You are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. "Yea, before the day was I, am he. And there is none that can deliver out of my hands. I will work, and who shall let it?" Amen. Hallelujah. We know no one can stop the Lord. Praise God. No one. Now I'm going to drop down to verse 18. And it says, "Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." Amen. That's the kind of God we serve. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he chose us. Hallelujah. For a purpose, because he loved us so much. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 21 says, "This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise." Doesn't he deserve it? He certainly does. So we can truly praise him for all he has done and continues to do for us, his children. Praise God. And he is worthy of our praises. We can't even praise him enough for all that he has done and continues to do for us. Praise God. All right, let's go to 1 Peter. And that will be 1 Peter chapter 1. I think it's 1. Chapter 1. And we're going to go start with the third verse. And then I'm preparing to close. Okay, the third verse says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Praise God. So we need to, these are the things that we need to know, because we need to really focus on who he is, who he is, and what he came to do. Praise God. And what he expects of us. Amen. Okay, I'm going to start with did I say the third verse? Okay. Blessed be the God. I'll read that again. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Amen. So we have great reward coming to be with our Father. Hallelujah. Forever and ever. He's already reserved a place for us in heaven, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Amen. Hallelujah. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season. If need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. Verse 7, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Yeah, we're going to go through some things down here. Praise God. There will be temptation. Our faith will be tried. Praise God. But we need to hold up and hold out because it's worth it. Praise God. We are going to suffer some things. But we must remember that our Savior, Jesus Christ, suffered greatly for us and for our sins to be forgiven. Verse 8, whom having not seen, praise God, ye love, and whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, we must continue to believe in him. Hallelujah. We don't have to see him. He's done enough proving himself. Praise God. Hallelujah. So it says here, whom having not seen, ye love. In him, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Because he is our unspeakable joy. I mean, we can't hardly explain him. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. Amen.
Amen.
Searching what? A what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which is in them, did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory. Think about the glory, hallelujah, that's going to follow. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's hold on, hold out, stay with God, walk in obedience. Hallelujah. Look forward to carrying out his purpose in every way that he gives us to do so. Amen. God bless you. I hope you got something out of this tonight.
Amen.
I'm turning it back over
to
Apostle Shirlene Cook.
Amen. And to God be the glory. First and foremost, we just thank you, Apostle Zeta, for that awesome part one of your review on purpose. We cannot hear it enough because we truly want every child of God to find their purpose. So we know, but before we leave tonight, it's very important that we pray for you, Apostle Zeta, because
you have a lot coming up,
so we're going to bind your message on tonight, and we're going to pray for you tonight, Apostle. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace just thanking you for this anointed lesson on review on our purpose, Lord. Father, we just come first and foremost, just giving you all the honor and the glory. And we're just praying that not only will we be hearers of the word, but we will be doers of the word. And, oh, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, that some man, woman, boy, or girl that does not know you in the pardon of their sin would come this day requesting that you be their Lord and Savior, repenting of their sin, Lord, and asking you to come in and lead them and guide them in a way that they too can learn their purpose and that they can help others come to know who you are. Now, Lord God, we pray against every negative spirit that would try to come against those seeking their purpose, Lord, truly wanting to know what it is you would have them to do. Lord, we rebuke that spirit of fear, the spirit of pride, the spirit of complacency.
Yes, yes.
Whatever the negative foul spirit is, Lord God, we just rebuke it in the name of Jesus so that your children can walk into the fullness of what you have called them to be so that you might receive all the glory, oh God. We pray, Lord God, that we as children of God would come lifting up our standards, oh God, so that you can be glorified and you can be magnified and you can be proclaimed in all the earth, Lord. And Lord, we just come asking a special blessing upon your servant leader, Apostle Zeta, tonight.
Thank
Lord
you,
God,
Jesus.
We ask that you replenish her, Lord, and pour back into her, Lord, as she poured out it up on your people. And Lord God, we know that she is standing in preparation of many things this week. She has many things going on, Lord. So we pray on her behalf against our spirits of distraction, Lord. We pray against that spirit of unnecessary foolishness. We pray against that, Lord God, that spirit that wants to raise its head and get the attention, whatever that negative spirit might be, Lord.
Remove
it from Apostle Zeta as far as the east is from the west. Because, Lord, she has too much to do. She is serving so many people, Lord God. So I pray that you just restore her, refuel her, regenerate her, Lord God, and just strengthen her with your joy, Lord, because we want her to just continue to do the wonderful work of the kingdom. We just want to thank
you.
We thank you, Lord, for just continuing to bless Mother Mitchell. And as she walks into restoration, Lord God, we just can pray your continued healing upon her, Lord. We just can pray your continued comfort upon Minister Gladys and her family, oh God. We just pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would just stand with the Nichols family right now and all of Memphis, Tennessee, Lord, and all of those who are grieving, Lord God, because we are tired, Lord God, of seeing our young men cut down in the street. We are tired, Lord, of seeing the violence, Lord God. We are tired. But Lord, we will do, we will be weary not of doing good. We will be weary not of obeying your holy and righteous word. We will weary not, Lord God, into sharing love everywhere that we go so that someone might truly know you in the pardon of their sin, Lord, and know your attributes and know who you are through our love, oh God. So, Lord, we just want to thank you for our listeners all over this world. Whatever they're going through, Father God, we know, hallelujah, that you sit high and you look low and you know all about it. Lord, help them to walk in their purpose because they might have to go against governments to do it, whole system to do it, Lord God. But we know, Lord, whatever you call them to do, you will make it so. So we just want to thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit that indwells within us. We want to thank you, Heavenly Father, for your darling son, Jesus. And we just want to thank you for this time to come out, Lord God, and just worship you in spirit and in truth. Now, Father, we just pray this and all other things in Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Saints of God. You have been listening to Apostle Zeta Flowers and the All Nations Bible Study. Hallelujah. We pray, like just as she prayed, we pray that you heard something that lifted your spirit and blessed your very soul. So on behalf of myself, Apostle Zeta and all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network and All Nations Christian Fellowship. We pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from your household to ours, we pray that you be ye transformed. And God bless you from all of us here. Good night. Good night, family.
Amen.
I love you. All right, Apostle, I know you got to run, so I love you, and I'll call you tomorrow.
All right, thank you.
All right, God bless you. We love you. Love you.
God bless.
Love you too, all of you. Take care, Mother Mitchell.
I sure will, love. I love you.
Love you too.